Hi guys, it's good to be back. You're welcome to Unscripted with Timmy. I think I'm going to start this episode by apologizing a lot. I've been away, I've been MIA for so many reasons. I mean, yesterday was like the third Monday in a row that, like, you guys have not heard my voice. That's like almost a whole month of taking a break. I think I'm going to talk about this in this episode. I think that's the first thing I want to talk about. But how have you guys been? I've missed you guys. Please do respond and all of that. I have missed you guys a lot. My name is Oluwatimile. You guys are welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for those that checked up. A few people checked up. But why is the podcast not been released? So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for checking out. It means the world. While we're still here, I want to talk about something. Do you guys remember one time I started talking about a newsletter that was ready? Yeah, the newsletter is actually ready. I mean, we just need to put some final touches and then it will be out. I don't know. The initial release date was October, then November, but now we're thinking December. So let's just keep our fingers crossed and keep working towards it. I think we're still going to release at least one or two letters before the year runs out. So, like I said, fingers crossed. So today, I think I want to talk about why I actually stopped making podcasts for a while. And of course, the meaning of what we're talking about today. I titled this podcast. You guys know I titled my podcast before I actually make it. I titled this particular episode "Becoming" because I found out that, and it came to me before convocation. All right, so we were going to school for convocation, and you know, I don't know if you know me, but I think quite a number of people know me. I won't expressly say I know that much people in return, but quite a number of people actually know me. So a lot of people have been like talking to me that, hey Timmy, what's up, what's the next step and all of those things. And then it got so much, I started feeling very overwhelmed. I started feeling overwhelmed and then I caved because I don't know, I think it's a toxic trait. Once I feel overwhelmed, I just run away. I just cave for a while. I cave for some time. Then I come back to say, okay, let me fix this. Let me deal with this. So, yeah, I just caved. I just disappeared a bit. So, I think I got overwhelmed. Then I couldn't make the podcast. Then we went to school. And I was like, okay, when I get to school, I'll record. When I go to school, it was worse. The schedule was tighter. We had too much to do. I traveled to Lagos. I traveled back to school. I traveled to school, to Lagos, then back to school. Man, it was a lot, a whole lot actually. So long and short of my whole lot is that when I got to school, there was so much to do. Convocation was so exhausting and all of that, and I was never able to make any episode. I really wanted to make an episode. I wanted to title it Celebration because I feel like that was what that week was all about, you know, celebrating the friendships we've made, celebrating the memories, not actually the degree, but the lessons you've learned, a lot of things that you've done in school and all of that, and like, celebrating. I wanted to make that episode, but I was not able to make it, of course. Like I said, the convocation week was very jam-packed. A lot of things happened during that week. Then, after the week, I now fell sick, so yeah, I feel sick. So now I'm back at home, but I'm feeling much better. I'm feeling much, much better. So, like I said, I was telling a friend of mine today that first thing I want to do once I get back on my feet is actually make an episode because I've really missed you guys. So, why did I title today's episode "Becoming"? Now, I titled it "Becoming" because before convocation, I started thinking about it like this: that life is in circles and cycles. It comes around and it goes around. I've come to find out. It looks like where you start from after you learn a thing or two, you go through the entire cycle, and then you come back to the end, come back to the same point. So you find out that life happens in like cycles, repeated events. It's an accumulation. If it's something I've come to learn about life and becoming a better version of yourself, because that's the goal actually. I don't know, I feel like a lot of people are winking through life. It's fine. You know, I was telling a friend of mine that when people look at me and like feel like, oh, it looks like I'm always doing something, it looks like I have my life planned out. Not exactly. For real, most of the things I do, I just wing it. I don't know what the heck I'm doing, but I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to try, you know. It might not come out the way I want, but I'm just going to try first. Like I told you guys, I start, then I learn most times. So, like I said, life comes in cycles, and the entire goal is becoming a better version of yourself. So if it's something I've learned about the me that went to school and the me that was leaving school, was the fact that there was a difference. And this is what I mean by that. There was a difference in the mentality, in the mindset. What has really grown, I think, for me, is my mind and general maturity. Of course, shake it. But I mean, it's the mind that actually gets worked upon, because in the university, I remember getting to school, I was just one angry young boy, like just really angry at the entire world. For many reasons. So getting into school, I had to like let go of all that and like really open myself up more to people. I had to learn to like trust people, have friends, have genuine relationships, make connections, productivity, be more productive with your time, leadership, people, relationship, a lot of things. And that's the thing. If you begin to look at it like life comes and it goes, and it's in phases. If you begin to learn and you begin to look at your life from that angle, and not this whole New Year resolution, and that Christmas. If you start looking at your life in circles, you begin to find out that there's always something to learn in a phase. There's always something to learn in a cycle. There's always something to learn, and the moment you get that, you move to the next phase of your life. So right now, I'm so excited. I'm exasperated. Sorry, not exasperated. I'm sorry, bad English. I'm so excited. Why is the English hard? Well, I'm happy. All right, about the next phase, about the new challenges I'm taking on. I was telling my younger brother today that I'm not scared of a lot of things, but I'm scared that I can't think small. I don't know how to think small. Everything I think, it is always so big, and then I now have to start thinking about execution, because I don't like thinking of things like I can't execute. It hurts me a lot. I like thinking about something and I like seeing it through. I like doing it and I see it through. The plans that have been coming to my mind about 2022 just stress me. I just say, God. Oh, God. How will I do this thing now like this? Like, I don't know how to think small. So, yeah, I'm happy about the new challenges I'm going to be taking on. People I'm going to be learning from. People I'm going to be opening myself more. And then this podcast, the amazing growth this podcast is going to face in 2022. I want you guys to watch out. I want you guys to stick around for it. Honestly, it's going to be so mind-blowing. So mind-blowing. Honestly. It's going to be so mind-blowing. Alright? So, yes, life is in phases. You becoming a better version of yourself should be your daily target. Alright? You're in competition with just yourself. Most times. I was telling my mom today, life is just face your own journey and just be going your way. Alright, because most times nobody is competing with you. It's just you and you and your own lean, learning and growing and outdoing yourself every single time. Alright, so stay happy, stay jiggy. Alright, stay in your lane, enjoy yourself, have fun while you're growing and you're learning. Alright, have fun. enjoy the process. I'm telling you, the moment you're done learning what you're supposed to learn in a certain phase of your life, the next phase is going to pop up. So if you're asking yourself, why are you not growing? The actual question is, why are you not paying attention? Why are you not learning? Because the moment you get it, you're able to move to the next phase. All right? So I think that's going to be it for this episode. All right? I don't want to do too long at all. I'm going to be trying shorter episodes these days. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. My name is Oluwatimilehin. Please share with your friends, your family, your enemies, everyone you know, literally. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys later this week, because I'll be dropping two episodes this week. All right? Ciao. Peace.